Portions of the following program were pre-recorded.
Enjoyed that, and I'm just going to continue on with a couple of more things here. Now, I think that Big Fatty already broke this news over on his show that I have bought my ticket to Orlando. So not only have I got the time off, but I have the ticket, and we have already reserved the room. So the only thing left for me to get is some nose plugs for sharing the room with Big Fatty at the Poop Century. So looking forward to that. It's very odd because I've also been looking for ticket prices to go home. And
it's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
Now, I think that Big Fatty already broke this.
Never again.
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 4598 of the BFO for Wednesday the 24th of
September
2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A new show.
Y'all, tell you all about our day, which includes a food and wine festival. Big Fatty. Skillets, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope your hump day is going well. Y'all, it's hump day, and we're going to be humping it today because, y'all, today is Epcot day. But before we get to Epcot, y'all, we're having brofkas. We're having brofkas over at the Wilderness Lodge at the Whispering Canyon Cafe, y'all, and they bring out a big old skillet of brofkas. It's all you can eat, all you can stuff in your gullet. Big Fatty, y'all will be there for hours, it could be. And y'all, then we're heading over to Epcot. Y'all, they've got the Food and Wine Festival going on, and so as we go around the different countries and all, we'll be able to purchase. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, always have to purchase some different things. They have specialty cocktails and little snackettes and all. And y'all, then our supper today is at Space 220. Chew 20. Y'all, Big Fatty has never been to this restaurant, so y'all, I'm looking forward to that. It's a it's a price fix menu, later on in the evening, y'all, there's a special surprise. Oh, Big Fatty, tell us about it. Well, I can't break the surprise yet. No, Big Fatty, do you tell us later? I will.
This is into the BFO Rap World Update Desk. Y'all, we're doing the Big Skillet Breakfast on Thursday now. Big Fatty!
Lots going on, lots been going on, and I'm just going to adjust the new micro voice. Still learning about it, and it looks like it's awfully quiet, so let me go down here and see if I can adjust the volume, as they say. Big Fatty, you're not papaya. It's true, I'm not papaya. Let's just turn it up here. Oh, yes, Big Fatty, that's much more annoying. Y'all, I'm sitting here at the Poop Century with Granny. Say hi, Granny. Okay, and y'all, let's just go back. Y'all, because I've kind of flown through a lot of the trip so far, but Saturday we left Charleston. I don't believe there were any incidences on the way down to Jacksonville. Checked in at the motel, no problem there. Had that lovely dinner with Flo.
And Granny had a lobster tail and a dozen oysters. And how was it, Granny? It's all right. And a jalapeno margarita. Yes, and then for dessert, did we have dessert there? Yes, you had the creme brulee, and I don't think I had dessert. No, that was a next night. That was Sunday night. Anyway, I don't know. The three of y'all had dessert. I didn't have any. Y'all, the waiter was very kind. He was very efficient and was there just enough, but not too much. But y'all, we asked him to take a a picture of the group. Y'all, Big Fatty looked like Jabba the Hutt in the picture, so we made him retake it. And y'all, it was just like a ball of blob of fat. And anyway, and I already told you that the nymph lost his magic band on the way down to Disney, and and then Big Fatty found it, and then y'all, we were had a nice day at the Typhoon Lagoon. And we had a reserved umbra shoot with chayas, and none of them special, but I think it really made a difference. And it was a really fun day. And y'all, we of course got back here to the motel, and so I put Granny and Flo and the Nip in charge of getting us a luggage cot. And y'all, I went to Earl Grey and I took all the grips and everything out of the back of it. That's when I found the Nip's magic band. And the Nip's coming back. Well, we can't get a golf cart. What is that? A luggage cot. And I said, are you kidding me? And so, y'all, anyway, we, Granny finally corralled one from somewhere. Y'all, there's probably someone in the hospital. He probably just just had to pass some gas and they dropped. And anyway, we had that lovely dinner with Daniel Biba. And y'all, Monday we were in the in the Magic Kingdom, and we did a lot of things. We were there all day long. We didn't come back to the room. And, y'all, we did everything except, what did we not do? We did not do the Tron, and we did not do the Space Mountain, and we did not do the Jungle Cruise. And, but... it's a small world in Peter Pan. We didn't, or and Winnie the Pooh, Big Fatty. We're heading back there here in just an hour or so for the not so scary Halloweeny party. And y'all, when we got back. When we got back to the motel, the Nip decided he needed a little. We had a lovely supper, I should say, at the Diamond Horseshoe. It was a buffet that they brought, served family style, and it was, what was it, Granny? Pot roast and turkey and pork, sliced roasted pork, and it came with mashed potatoes. Y'all, they were at. I was so impressed. They were actually real mashed potatoes. They did not come out of a a box, and you could smell that they were real mashed potatoes, and you could taste that they were real mashed potatoes. They were really good, and had a dressing with that, or stuffing, as some people say, and green beans, and they had a salad and a garlic dinner rolls, and y'all, and gravy, and y'all, we asked for more gravy and dressing and mashed potatoes and pot roast. And y'all, then for dessert, they brought the ooey gooey cake, which it was, Granny didn't really care for it. It's all right. How was the rest of the food, Granny? It's all right. But anyway, the ooey gooey cake was some kind of cake on the bottom. I don't really know what it was, but there was a cakey thing on the bottom, and it had two giant scoops of ice cream and caramel sauce and fudge and all kinds of sprinkly things on top of it. Y'all, it was after the first bite, they brought you a knife to cut off your left foot from the sugar by DTs. But y'all, it was good. And y'all, then we watched the Starlight Dream the Night Away parade. And y'all, I was very impressed with it. It was we watched it in Frontierland up on the steps of the restaurant. The restaurant had closed. Y'all, we had perfect viewing, and I thoroughly enjoyed it. It's very bright and cheerful and everything, and and as the finale float was coming around the corner, Granny goes, "Oh, I got to go run to the Turl," and so he didn't see the choo-choo train with all the main characters on it. But y'all, all the little floats and all, I thought were well done and looked really nice. And so y'all, everybody was kind of pooped, so we did not stay for the fireworks, but y'all, they had the quick exit, the escape route is back from the beginning, so that way you didn't have to walk down Main Street through people that were standing in the street to watch, get ready to watch the fireworks. Y'all, we went backstage and we saw the insides of the monster, so to speak. Y'all, we saw the garbage and the loading docks and all that kind of stuff. Y'all, they kept saying, "Please, no photography or videotaping." Oh, I bet. But y'all, we went down by the Plaza Restaurant, for those of you keeping score, and walked down parallel to Main Street backstage, and then came out down by the firehouse at the big circle right after you go past the choo-choo train station. Is where the parade comes out to begin the parade. And so y'all, we got on the buses to take us back, and ended up seeing the fireworks, and they pumped the music out there. We just didn't see the projections up on the screen. And but y'all, it was nice, and we got back and pooped. We were all just pooped. And then Tuesday morning, we were up and at 'em, and y'all, we were out of here a little after 7 a.m. in the morning, and got to the Animal Kingdom, got the preferred parking. Wait a minute, we got to go back. Y'all, when we got back on Monday night, the Nip needed a little something to help his stomach, so he went to the little gift shop. And y'all, a few minutes later, I decided I needed some ice for my evening beverage, water. And so I walked up to the ice machine, and I looked in the Nip's window to see if he had gotten back. Y'all, I've put Granny into a coma. He's comatose listening to this. Big Freddy, we're all comatose listening to this. But I looked in his window, and he was there, and he was piddling around with stuff on the bed. And y'all, I went and got the ice, and I came back, and I looked in. Y'all, he was standing butt naked at the sink. Y'all, anybody that walked by could just see. And y'all, he says, "Oh, I walked around the room quite a while before I realized that everybody could see me." And so, y'all, it's sad. It's just sad. And y'all, then we went to the Animal Kingdom today. We were there at Rope Drop. We did the Pandora. That's one of Granny's favorite rides. We did the Safari, and that's one of Flo's favorites. And then we, what did we do? We went and had a little lunch. We had Flame Tree Barbecue for our lunch, and then we went and did Dinosaur, and we watched the Finding Nemo show, and then y'all, we did the Kali River Rapids. And, y'all, we decided rather than trying to do any more over there that it would probably help us to come on back to the motel. Y'all, on the way back, when we were leaving the park, y'all, Big Fatty, Granny paid for preferred parking for us. He went all out, y'all. He's a big spender. It was $15. And so we were parked right up front, and y'all, when we came out, Big Fatty couldn't find the car, and so we were all wandering around. Everybody had a solution of how I should find the car. I finally told him, "Y'all go ride the buses back. I'll figure it out." But they didn't. So we got in the car, and the Nip announced that he had lost his magic band again. He was retracing his steps. "Well, I had it here and I had it there. It doesn't matter. You don't have it now." So he'll have to use his Key to the Kingdom card when we head over in just a little while to the Mickey's Not So Scary Halloween party. We're having supper at the Be Our Guest Beauty and the Beast banquet hall. Y'all, it should be good. Should be good. And then there's a special parade and special fireworks and all kinds of entertainment and trick-or-treating. Y'all, Granny's excited because he can get his M&Ms and all kinds of complimentary chocolate. Big Fatty, it's not complimentary. You had to buy a ticket. Well, he's going to get his money's worth of the chocolate candies. Big Fatty, so will you. And then later tonight, we're going to go to the Beak and Barrel, which is the new bar in the Magic Kingdom that everybody's the hottest ticket in town, and Big Fatty was able to get it. We have a reservation at 10:55 p.m. in the evening, and we're going to have a cocktail, then we'll head back here to the Poop Sentry and call it a day. But y'all, as of right now, as soon as I cut this off and bounce it, y'all, I'm going to take a little nip-a-nap. Y'all, I'm tired. I've just gotta put my feet up. Oh, dear Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely hump day. Y'all, Veda sent me a message. "You went to the Buc-ee's and got a ginger ale? What is wrong with you?" Y'all, I like ginger ale, and y'all, you don't see Canada Dry ginger ale on tap at these self-serve Coca-Cola machines. And so, y'all, I was thrilled to death. You know, I did have the sliced brisket sandwich, which was delicious as well. So, anyway, I stand by my selection. Y'all, and the rest of it was just kind of weird stuff anyway. Anyway, y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard Dr. Stone talking about a previous trip. Dr. Stone?
Now, I think that Big Fatty already broke this.
Never again.
Oh, Big Fatty has been breaking it, and so has the Nip, and so has Granny. Oh, stinky.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-784-6331. Ruined One and leave a message or just natter with the fat one and poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.